I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar coup leader Min Aung Hlaing has been sworn in as the country's new president 5 years after he ousted a government chosen by the people. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nation says,
it's essentially a continuation of the old guard. Nobody recognized this election as legitimate. There was no voting in huge swaths of the country because of the ongoing civil war.
Myanmar has been engulfed in tragedy following the 2021 military coup. Today, the same military leaders remain in power, and conflict continues nationwide. But there's still hope.
There are amazingly brave and courageous men and women of faith who are sharing the gospel in the midst of this civil war.
Pray for peace in Myanmar and for protection for believers. And what does an Afghan child want? Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
most of these kids are struggling with just having peace.
Their country has endured years of turmoil. So when God opened the door for the ministry to enter Afghanistan, he also provided people willing to distribute gospel materials. Among them, devotionals and solar-powered MP3 players loaded with the audio Bible and Keys for Kids stories. Testimonies show the gospel is at work. An Afghan orphan was hired as a voice for the stories. And through these stories, he found true peace in Christ. Another testimony, Yoder says, is of parents coming to Christ through these materials.
Since it's such a simplistic way of explaining biblical truth, the adults are understanding it.
Pray for the faith of those sharing these gospel tools in Afghanistan, and pray for more resources and opportunities for the ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.